lost my drive. I've been stuck in traffic and I can't find my way out. I guess it's Roblox.
What is up, y'all, and welcome to another episode of the Destroying Depression Podcast. As always, I am your host, Jake Danielson. And this week, man, I want to talk about just thinking positive, man. I want to talk about it because I'm not great at it all the time. I struggle with it, man. It's easy to see negative all the time, especially when you struggle. Especially when things should be good. When you should feel good and you don't. And I think that's where we get mixed up on positivity. Is it's, oh, I should be grateful for this. Oh, I have so much to be grateful for. Oh, I shouldn't feel sad. That's not being positive. Or being positivity is when you feel awful and you're like, oh, everything's amazing, and you just try to lie. That's not positivity either. Positivity to me is when you can look in the mirror and say, man, life's hard. Life's difficult. I'm having a really hard time living. I don't know how I'm going to keep going. And still looking and saying there's good things. Still looking and saying, you know what? Even in this moment where I don't know how to keep going, I'm still glad I woke up today. For me, I still have days where I don't know how I'm going to make it through. And I've had stomach problems for months. And at times I felt like it was, I couldn't do it anymore. I'm going through back pain. You know, I've had all these different issues to add on to the mental stuff I already go through. And so at times it's like, man, like I can't even function. My mind don't work right. My body don't work right. Like, how am I supposed to keep going? And then I remember, there's things I want to keep going for. Right? And not even in the future. Right now. Because that was my thing before. Is I was always like, someday, someday. And that still, I still need that. I still need to say, someday all these amazing things are going to happen. But then I get in my head and be like, what if someday never happens? Blah, blah, blah. But someday, it helps me. It helped me get through. But also, I remembered things in the moment that I want to keep going for. You know, seeing my sister smile when they see me. I saw my little sister last week. I didn't even know they were coming to my brother's game. She came and sat on my lap. I about cried. I want to be here for moments like that. I want to keep going for moments like that. I'd struggle with sleep for a long time just to take a nap. I'm like, man, I love a nap, man. It feels so good to me. Look, I'm about to get emotional. I'm about to cry for you, those of you listening. I'm about to cry just thinking about it, man. It's just the little things that keep you going. That's positivity. You know, getting to see my friends, thinking about the day me and my friends all sat together outside. We just talked. We all laughed. And I was like, man, this is a beautiful moment. I want more moments like that. I've been listening to this little country song. And for those of you who know me, I'm not really, I'm getting more in the country game. You know, I didn't really listen to country for a long time, but some of it's fire. And you know, it's Burnout by Midland, for those of you who want to check it out. But there's this music video of it, and he's like dancing, you know, with a girl. And I'm just like, man, like that'd be nice to have a moment with someone special to me while we're dancing. Like, that's a future thing. But still, like, that's stuff that I have to look forward to that I want to stay here for. I love where I live. It's a beautiful home. We got to grill out this weekend. I'm going to get my grandparents are going to bring me some lawn care furniture so I can have just somewhere to sit and enjoy my space. I want to be here because I never had a place like this. That's what gets me through the hard times, remembering everything that I've put in and all the work that I do. And why I want to keep going. I'll go back and read messages saying, Jake, I'm so glad that you made this podcast. Because the numbers, they're not always great. I thought about quitting the podcast. Which is crazy to think after, 300,000 downloads, I've thought about quitting. But my numbers have gone down and I've thought about quitting. But I don't. Because I remember that people say I've impacted them, that their lives are different because of me. So I want to keep going because of that. I want to get better. I want to figure out my stomach issues. I want to figure out my back problems. I want to figure out my brain. I want to go to therapy. I want to keep getting better. Because those things matter to me. And they're little things. That's the thing, is the most important things to me are little. You know? Those moments with my friends are small things. Some of my best moments from this past year were just DDing for my friends at the bar and driving them home and listening to music with them. And we're all laughing and joking. Those are some of my favorite moments from the past year. Because it was just joy. I just gotta feel joy. I gotta feel excited. I gotta be hopeful for a moment. I gotta be grateful for all the amazing people I have around me. And I think about my future success. And that's the thing about positivity too, is believe that good things are going to happen. Please. Even if it's just a small piece of you believing it. Please believe that good things can happen to you. Because most of us have spent years believing that nothing good can happen to us, that only bad things have happened to us. And look, you've been right every single time. So why not switch it up? Why not believe something could be good? People always say, I don't want to get let down. Man, it's way better to live a life excited and hopeful and to be let down than to never have those feelings at all. Heartbreak hurts. Failure sucks. Hoping for something to work out, it's awful. It hurts. I'm not going to act like it don't. It'll break you at points. But I don't think there's, as someone who did spend years believing things would never ever get better, believing things would only get worse, believing I can't feel a thing, believing I'll never figure it out, and being right, it's way better to believe that things are going to be good and be wrong. I love when I'm hopeful. I love when I believe something's going to work out. I got a couple things that are going to work out that I can't wait to tell you guys. I'm going to tell you on this podcast when it happens. And I've been thinking about it every day, and it gets me excited to think about it. I love that feeling. Because you can believe things are going to fail, and they'll fail. And you can be hopeful that things are going to work out and they'll still fail, but even regardless, they're gonna fail. Things will fail sometimes. Things aren't gonna work out regardless if you believe they are or not. Negativity happens, bad things happen regardless, but the only way good things can happen is if you believe them. I don't know anyone who's gotten better who hasn't believed that they could. That's just the fact of the matter. I didn't get better till I started believing it. Maybe at first it was this big. It was really just a question to myself of what would it take for me if I was ever going to be happy. I didn't even believe it. But now, just because I planted that little tiny seed of faith, of hope, now I believe all my dreams can come true. And I'm excited. Thinking about them gets me excited because I truly believe with all my heart it's going to work out. And that's the most valuable thing that I've ever gotten through anything. As someone who didn't even think life was worth living, I'm excited to make all my dreams come true, and I believe that they can happen. And I fell back into a pattern of negativity. recently, and it sucked, and it was hard, and it was heartbreaking with all the struggles I've been going through. But just in the last couple weeks, just of trying to be more positive and see the good, my whole mindset's changed. I don't feel a lot better body-wise, but I feel way better in general because there's so much good for me to enjoy. I just forgot. That's what positivity is to me. It's not all the foo-foo stuff. It's not that everything's amazing all the time. Life's been hard. Life is terribly hard. It's difficult. It'll push you to your brink. It'll take everything from you and spit you back out. It will. It'll test you in every way, shape, or form. That's why you gotta hold on to the good things. That's positivity. Because then when you get everything you ever dream, you can remember how you still were smiling when things are tough. That's what makes it worth it. So this is my reminder that whatever you're going through, you're not alone. Please reach out. Friends, family, therapist. You know, whoever. I say whoever. I'm losing it. I was feeling good about that one. Butchering it. But reach out to the DMs. You know, check out the website. Big things are coming. So stay tuned. But if not, just please get the help you need. And as always, have a good week.